No labor shortage, 11 million Americans out of work, but all want full-time jobs. By John Binder on January 10, 2020. There remain more than 11 million Americans who are out of work but want full-time jobs. Despite claims by corporate interests and the big business lobby of a so-called labor shortage. The latest unemployment data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics reveals there is still slack in the labor market for disenfranchised Americans to enter the workforce rather than business bringing foreign workers to the U.S. to take jobs. Overall, about 5.8 million Americans are unemployed, 12.6% of whom are teenagers who generally seek entry-level jobs and 5.9% of whom are Black Americans. These nearly 6 million unemployed also include about 1.2 million Americans who are considered long-term unemployed because they have been out of work for more than 6 months. Another 4.1 million Americans are working part-time jobs but want full-time employment. Additionally, 1.2 million Americans are out of the labor force entirely after looking for a job sometime within the last year. These marginally attached Americans are available for work and want full-time jobs. Roughly 277,000 of the 1.2 million Americans out of the labor force completely are considered discouraged workers because they do not believe there are jobs in the labor market for them. In total, about 11.1 million Americans are either unemployed, out of the labor force, or underemployed, however, all have said they want good-paying, full-time jobs. While Americans have enjoyed significant wage growth in Trump's economy for blue-collar and working-class Americans, corporate interests have increasingly suggested that the U.S. must continue importing millions of foreign workers every year to fill jobs. In April 2019, former Chamber of Commerce President Tom Donahue said the U.S. needed more legal immigration because the country is out of people. Extensive research by economists like George Borias and analyst Stephen Camerota has found that the country's current legal immigration system, wherein 1.2 million mostly low-skilled workers are admitted annually, burdens U.S. taxpayers and America's working and middle class while redistributing about $500 billion in wealth every year to major employers and newly arrived immigrants. Camerota, director of research for the Center for Immigration Studies, has found that every 1% increase in the immigrant composition of American workers' occupations reduces their weekly wages by about 0.5%. This means the average native-born American worker today has his weekly wages reduced by perhaps 8.5% because of current legal immigration levels. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.